7.
Andrea gets busy while the NSA herds information and the gray lady stomps on Obama. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. We start with the New York Times. The New York Times going after the president of the United States, Barack Obama. I can't believe it. Am I living in a different universe? So for the second time this has happened, Thursday they blasted him out of the water, really his administration, for surveillance practices. What they're saying is that the White House has now lost all credibility after all those reports were kicked up about collecting telephone records of millions of Verizon customers. How many executives for the New York Times have a Verizon phone? You know, they, or that's their service. Here is the quote. Mr. Obama is proving the truism that the executive will use any power it is given and very likely abuse it. This is one reason we have long argued that the Patriot Act was reckless in its assignment of unnecessary and overbroad surveillance powers. Take that one line in the op-ed piece. Patriot Act reckless in its assignment of unnecessary and overbroad surveillance powers. What do you think, America? Is the Patriot Act past its prime? Did it kick in because we were all freaked out about the towers going down, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and how awful it was and disgusting that 3,000 Americans and others lost their lives on that terrible day, 9/11? So was that a reaction and one that is well past its prime? What's interesting is because the gray lady slants in a certain direction, and the gray lady was slanting a little bit right there. So a couple of hours afterwards, after that came out, because it was tweeted all over the place, the Times changed the wording of the editorial to say the administration has now lost all credibility on this issue. So that's different than saying they've lost all credibility. They softened it. They relented. They acquiesced. Somebody complained because they didn't really give a reason for it. And last month, the Times bit the head off the Justice Department for labeling Fox News reporter James Rosen as a possible co-conspirator in a criminal investigation, remember, of the news leak about North Korea's nuclear missile program. And so it's interesting that initially they go for the jugular and then they pull back. That's why it was big news, because, as I said, the gray lady certainly points in a certain direction, and this was very unusual. Here's the deal. It comes down to this. It depends on what you believe and what you choose to live with. Is it okay to paw through all of our phone records and to listen in and to comb through our neighborhoods with drones? Where do you draw the line? Where do you say enough is enough? Let me tell you, the NSA phone surveillance has really thrown things out of whack, because there's a lot of people on the Hill who are furious about this, and some are backing it. Some are saying, you know what? We got to stop terror, baby. So what do you want us to do? We got to follow the breadcrumbs so that we can catch the wolf. A couple of people backing the surveillance include Mike Rogers, Republican from Michigan, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He says he defends the National Security Agency's telephone program because it's responsible for preventing at least one terrorist attack. And within the last couple of years, it was used to stop an attack in the United States. Dianne Feinstein, now think of which way Dianne Feinstein leads, talked about when she was asked about it. So you have the Congressman Rogers and Senator Feinstein. When she was asked about it, she talked about extreme circumstances and wanting to be safe. Take a listen.
The information goes into a database, the metadata, but cannot be accessed
without what's called, and I quote, reasonable, articulable suspicion that the records are relevant and related to terrorist activity. I think people want the homeland kept safe.
Within the last few years, this program was used to stop a program, stop a terrorist attack in the United States. We know that.
All right, so this is the deal. Are you, like I said, following the breadcrumbs, stopping a terrorist attack? Can you point specifically to the program, the surveillance program, and in one particular instance, for sure they could do it? But the collection described with the other day, with the disclosure of a court order, they say is consistent with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that was passed by Congress and, of course, got the rubber stamp from the executive branch and then approved by a federal court. So they're not going to be able to nail them for anything. But I wonder if this is the will of the people. This is to protect the American people. This is what we understand, correct? The committee's reviewing it to ensure that it complies with the law, and they're going to say it does because they have it all sewed up. So getting into specifics about terrorist attacks, they really don't want to tell us too much anymore about that. When it's convenient, they'll release some of the information, but if they don't have to necessarily say, they don't want to say anymore, and part of that is because of classified versus declassified information. If it's declassified, then they'll let it be known. You heard Rogers talk about you heard Feinstein talk about the metadata, phone numbers, the time calls were made, the length of the calls, and some other markers or identifying information. But they rule out the gathering of the contents of the conversations or the text messages. So there's no gray area here. There is in the courts. But I think for you and for me, it's a decision. Has it passed its time? Is it wrong to just collect and go through all of these records? Or is it a necessary evil because of the times that we live in now, that times are different? And if there's another attack, then you know everybody is going to, all hell will break loose and everybody will be pointing fingers and blaming everybody else. It is a thin line. It is a very thin line between freedoms and giving into those freedoms under the guise of terrorism, because terrorism is now become that word that is easily pulled out of the front pocket to say it's terrorism. This is what it is. We can't leak out that information. We can't let that's classified. It'd be very easy, especially if you were a conspiracy theorist, to say just lump it into the word, get people whipped up, talk about it a lot, and before you know it, there's your cover. There is your cover. By the way, we all know this, right? NSA phone sweeping started way back in 2007. So this isn't new. It's just that we're hearing about what happened with Verizon and the amount of records and all the things they went through, of course. So then that makes your hair catch on fire. Do you want the agency to cast a wide net? Or just a little teeny one to try to get some minnows in? Think about it. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or flip me a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'm getting a leg up, and I'll meet you on the other side of the wall.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
June Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, speaking of bad to the bone, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. But coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done. We had an overwhelming response to our new feature. We talked about Nathan Reeder, our gatekeeper there at the network, and the fact that, whoops, he thought he had his keys, so he climbs a tree, jumps on a roof, but on second thought he misses the roof and injures himself. I talked about splitting some champagne on a hike through Chaco Canyon and sliding almost off the edge of the ledge, not exaggerating at all. Who knows what would have happened? The drop was really steep. It definitely wouldn't have been good. I would have been lucky to survive that. Now I can say, oh, that was that was ridiculous. At the time, though, it was a dumb thing that I did because we were in the mountains. I didn't know my way around. And we were going in circles, and that was the problem. There was no guide. There was three or four of us, and everybody was from Chicago, so they had no clue. It was, in fact, the first time some of them had ever been on the side of a mountain. So it was a dumb thing. And all of you, to my surprise, had some things that you wanted to say about some really dumb things that you did. All right, I talked about Andrea. I teased that at the top, so let me tell you what's going on there. We're talking high winds, soaking rain. Oh, that's an unfamiliar weather pattern to so many of us, isn't it? It's crisscrossing all over Florida, heading up the East Coast, and it's going to soak millions of people. There's no question. I was just looking at some radar. And, you know, throughout the weekend, there was a woman in Palm Beach County who was seriously injured. She was hit by debris from an oak tree. Sadly, this just shows you with the wind deal, it flew through her bedroom window. That's, you know, what is she going to do? She's in her house, and that just happens to be the wrong place to be in. So the flash flood warnings are out and throughout Florida, all the way through Virginia, and they're talking about 13 states and all probably being slammed by this. So all the way up to Maine, and that means flash floods all the way up to Maine if you're in some of these areas. So be careful. You know, when you have those rivers and those creeks that you live by, and you haven't seen it go over the banks in a long time, you're just not really, you're just not thinking about that. And you're not thinking about certain underpasses or areas you drive. And before you know it, this happened to two people in my family, different decades, different circumstances, thinking they were fine, that they were driving along on streets that had, yes, they're, you know, they have drainage. There's not a problem. This shouldn't be a problem. And both of them, they were going under an underpass, and they were fine. They were able to get out and all that kind of stuff. But they had water that was up to the car door and destroyed the cars, essentially. And they should have really been out in that, but they weren't thinking that it was that bad. It just didn't look that way to them. Sometimes these storms can be deceiving, and it depends on the amounts of rain that you're getting. Your local weather people, the stations I'm on across the country, it's different from place to place. Some will get 6 inches, some maybe just 1 or 2. That's not quite as bad. You start to see 6, and if you're in a low-lying area, that can really crucify you. It really, really can. So when you're talking about areas that are swampy, areas that don't have great drainage, you know, then they're gonna feel it. And when you have winds that are up to 45 miles an hour, see the woman who is unfortunately a victim because of the tree being pulled down and smashing, you know, into her bedroom. Those kind of things happen when you've got trees all around your house. And what people worry about is, will this develop into a hurricane? Because we're in hurricane season, and that certainly doesn't look that way. It's got a good clip to it. It's a tropical storm, but do you really ever know? It has the characteristics of not developing into anything else. But here's your example. And I was trying to think, what storm could you compare it to? Remember Tropical Storm Debbie, and that was about a year ago. And Debbie, in some of the areas, just, it was like buckets were coming down. 2 feet of rain. It was like somebody, it was like a Hollywood set where you just imagine giant buckets of rain are just flying down. So some of those coastal areas were slammed by Debbie. I mean, it looked like there was no beach. It was up to the door of a lot of people's houses. And that's the thing to watch for, the rising waters, especially if you're on a coastline somewhere. What I always love, though, and man, I can't blame these kids, really, because Andrea kicks up. So what does it do when you live somewhere in Florida, right? Well, what you're going to get, of course, is you're going to get sometimes some really big waves, some decent waves. So what were surfers doing? What were surfer kids doing? They're out of school. They were trying to catch some of those waves. That's what they were doing. But it's nothing to trifle with, even the tropical storms. I mean, hey, it's not a Hurricane Irene. It's not a Hurricane Isaac. Not a Hurricane Sandy. I mean, we know what Sandy was, disastrous. $50 billion in damages, probably even more than that. The deaths from Sandy, how that hit New Jersey and New York, the coastlines there. You know, we think of Irene. I can remember being on the air talking about Irene and all the people that were killed there. The damages really just smashed into North Carolina. Those Outer Banks are beautiful, but I often wonder, you build a big house on the Outer Banks, are you worried? Are you worried? First of all, the insurance has to be outrageous for the hurricane insurance that you need, but are you worried that it just takes that big storm and the house is gone and you're out of the house? All right, a quick side note here. Speaking of swimming and surfing and all that kind of stuff, she really epitomized swimming back in the day. You look at old shots of her, and I think most guys would call her a babe today, but Esther Williams, who had been in a lot of films, and she's a big-time swimmer, dead at the age of 91. What a long life. She was a competitive swimmer, and she ultimately ended up in the movies in the 40s and in the 50s. She grew up in Southern California, so she was a swimming champ in freestyle in the breaststroke as a teenager. And after she was going to do the Olympics, the 1940 Olympic Games, After that, she turned to acting because that, of course, was canceled. But she did a bunch of auditions, and then the rest was history. If you go back in the classic film vault, you know, we have Stephen Shohat on with us each and every week, and we'll talk about current things, and he'll throw in some fun history of older ancient stars, I'll call them. And she was one of those original MGM people. She did a movie called Andy Hardy's Double Life with Mickey Rooney, and that would have been a movie in your 40s. But she appeared in a lot of things with water, like Neptune's Daughter and Million Dollar Mermaid, and you know those kind of roles, which completely makes sense. And we were talking about Florida, and we were talking about storms, and she was sort of an honorary Floridian because she grew up in Southern California, but also spent a ton of time in pools in Florida and swimming competitively and whatnot. So dead at the age of 91. Looking at the old shots of her, you just know, boy, in a race, she probably would have kicked everybody. She would have, because she was fast. I saw some old footage of her one time in a pool, and she looked like she looked like there was just no one that could keep up with her. She was kind of the female Michael Phelps of her day, if you will. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, a lot of you hit me up on the mail, and we're going to go to the mailbag. But before we do that, I said dumb things I shouldn't have done. We're going to tell you about some dumb things that are happening across the United States, but also throwing in a few things that some of you sent me, some of the dumb things that you did that would make this segment pretty interesting. We brought it up and unveiled it the last time around, and I believe a few of you were chomping at the bit to either give us a call at 855-266-5283 or shoot me the emails, because I got a lot of emails on it. And I guess in the course of a lifetime, there are some people who do a lot of dumb things and some people who feel like they only do a couple of dumb things. I hope you're the latter, that you do just a couple of dumb things. Certainly nothing that costs you a limb or hurts you in some other way. And a lot of times the dumb things have to do with silly mistakes and trying to garden or get on a roof or do a few other things. You'll see. We're going to get there. It's coming up. Hang with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you've done anything dumb, to take part in our segment called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, you just have to tell us what it is. Send it to us at americatonight.net or give me a phone call, 855-266-5283. So we're going to get to that in just a second, but I'm going to tell you about some dumb things that shouldn't have happened around the U.S. This from Provo, Utah. Bomb squad was called in. Why they saw the light? Turns out that they thought it was a bomb. The suspicious device was just part of a bicycle light. A man mowing his lawn spotted a cylinder with wire sticking out of it. He called the cops. Thought it was a pipe bomb. The bomb squad used its robot. Took hours to check it out. It was an empty battery pack for a bike light. I don't know, you could say safe, better safe than sorry, or, dude, get some better glasses. This one's pretty good. Okay, so dumb things a great big chain shouldn't have done, because we're all supposedly trying to get healthy. For goodness sake, we have Ben Fuchs on to tell us why we need to eat power foods and not donuts. Well, Dunkin' Donuts has gone nationwide with glazed donut breakfast. Yeah, it's a sandwich. Fried eggs and bacon between a split glazed donut? Friday is National Donut Day. That's when the donut breakfast sandwich is being added to the menu. If you're going to eat eggs and bacon in a donut, are you kidding? You're definitely not counting calories. You couldn't be. Duncan says the sandwich is 360 calories, which I can't believe it's only 360 calories. I would have thought it would be way more than that. And what's so odd, and this sometimes happens and people don't realize this, they have a turkey sausage sandwich and people always think, oh, turkey. Yeah, turkey, it's not as fattening. But the turkey sausage sandwich is 390 calories. But I don't know, there's something about glazed donuts slapping bunch of bacon in the middle of it and some fried eggs that seriously is a dumb thing. Can't they just stick to donuts? Always they have to mess with our breakfast. All right, do you think it's dumb to own a kangaroo when you live in Florida? They're looking for one. The owners of the runaway roo, deputies in Pasco County chased a kangaroo for 10 hours this past weekend. They had some 911 calls about seeing a hopping creature. One woman said the animal was just hopping around and she was videotaping it because it's cool. So far, I think even now, nobody has claimed the kangaroo. I don't know. Of all the pets you could have, you're going to have a kangaroo. Alligators. We just had the person who had the alligator that they were abusing in their basement. Why are you having gators and kangaroos and tigers? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. You got to be careful when you buy yoga pants. The downward dog is looking up for Lululemon. The chain's yoga pants were a huge hit. I mean, people couldn't get enough of them, and yoga's big right now. So some women just love the black pants because, you know, it looked good. You could just throw them on, run down, do your yoga thing. But it turns out that the black pants showed a big moon because they were sheer. The company blamed a style change and a production problems. So they've reformulated the yoga pants and they're headed back to the Lululemon shelves. You can get them online, too. Who cares? But I think it's hilarious that they were see-through and nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Oh, we knew.
Crack at ya. So, hey, Lululemon, I love those pants that you're wearing. Where can I get some? Turn around. Model it for me, will you? All right, continuing with dumb things I shouldn't have done. This one from Pete in Michigan, and Pete says, hello, Ms. Delaney, long time, no speak. I have to tell you, dumbest thing I ever did is I decided, I'm not much of a carpenter, but I decided, I guess I got sucked in to all the Home Depot commercials I saw, that I was going to be a home improvement guy. Bought a tool belt, thought it was pretty cool, stocked up on all the items, got myself a saw, and decided I needed to redo a shed. It was a pretty big shed. It was in the backyard. It was wooden. Took it apart, started to saw a lot of the wood. Didn't realize I wasn't paying attention and didn't know much about the saw and measurements and that kind of thing. And before you know it, I was sawing just a little too close to my hand. I lost a thumb. I sawed right into my thumb and didn't even realize it. It was a dumb thing I shouldn't have done using the saw. I think we have a simulation of Pete's saw somewhere at the studio, don't we? Pete! Ah! Oh, sawing! Are you kidding me? No way. See, and this is the thing. You look at a handsaw, and I think it was a handsaw. That's what he's saying. You look at the handsaw, and you think, oh, it's innocent. It's not a big deal. I don't have an electric saw going. But then it gets stuck. Who knows if it was rusty. And he did say, please tell the audience, my thumb was reattached. It's not quite the same as it was, but I'm not completely missing it. Ooh. I don't know, Nathan, are you familiar with tools? Are you a big fixer-upper guy?
Sometimes.
So you don't worry about hitting yourself with a hammer or the saw or any of that?
I have hit myself with a hammer, but that was, you know, when you're doing it all day, you start getting a little, you're not paying attention as much, but... Yeah, when I was a kid, I know I cut myself a little bit, but I didn't chop anything off.
Yeah, that's the key. You don't want to chop anything off. You got to be really careful with that. You just have to watch. You cannot be paying attention to what other people are doing. You can't be having a bunch of conversations. You got to just focus on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem probably for most people. Right, here's another one, too, that we got. And this one was from Dave in Texas. And Dave said, "Hey, America Tonight, Katie Kate, I heard you talk about dumb things. I know, sister, I've done a lot of dumb things, but I picked out this one that I thought you would find interesting. Mama cat giving birth to a bunch of kittens. Seems I didn't realize as I got very, very close, was watching, was just in awe of what I was witnessing, in a sense, realizing I would have to probably find homes for all of these little kittens. But I didn't realize there were so many other cats around in this barn area where I was. And all of a sudden, it was like I was the main event, and I was almost mauled to death, believe it or not. Cats can be creepy, especially when they're angry.
This is so fun to make.
Oh, that's scaring me. Oh! Oh, those cats are freaky. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's bad. I can see it. I mean, I can see it. Maybe these cats were protective. I don't know. I've never heard of that before. But I don't know much about, you know, a whole bunch of stray cats. Oh, those cats are terrible. Oh. He says, caveat, I did get out with my life, but I never take a cat for granted any longer. Yeah, I guess because you think, well, it's not some giant dog. This isn't a pit bull. These are cats, for goodness sake. Shoo, cat. Shoo, cat. Shoo away. But you forget the claws and the, again, how scary they sound, when you, certainly when there's a whole bunch of them. You know, it's funny, listening to those cats, it sounded like a scene out of Catwoman with Halle Berry. When she was, I think she fell on a bunch of cats or something. It was such a brutal movie, I didn't even watch the whole thing. So remember, dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you have some dumb things you shouldn't have done and you want to add to the conversation, we do it a couple of times a week. It's a brand new feature. You can send it to us. I already gave you the email address a ton of times, but americatonight.net, or during the segment, you can always give us a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Stacy in Mississippi, hello. You're going to finish off this segment. What do you got for us, brother?
All right, let's do it. Let's do it quick. You're talking about a saw. Okay, and people that use skill saws, please don't ever do this. Your guard, you know, that goes down and it comes up as you're cutting wood.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my dad owned a construction company for, I don't know, 40, 50 years. Anyway, my brother and them, and they was at the lumber yard doing it, believe it or not, and they was cutting a bunch of boards and everything, and they was cutting like four or five 1x4s at a time, and he had the guard tied to a little wedge wood, and it hit a knot or hit the cord, and it jumped back on him, and he was only like 17 years old. The saw sunk in his stomach and then went up into it, right up to, he cut out a foot of his, and large intestines, put in half his small intestines, piece of his stomach, his pancreas, and Lord God, I can't remember what else. He had to wear a colostomy and all that and everything, and now he's one of the biggest construction companies in Mississippi.
Woo! So you got to be careful.
Don't ever tie your guard up on a skill saw.
That is a very good warning. Thank you, Stacy. All right, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nooks and crannies, such a smart crew, I'm telling you, have sent me your thoughts on the NSA and looking at the phone records and a slew of different things that have been heavily, heavily pounded on this show and probably others too as well. We're going to get to that in just a second because we're going to dip into the mailbag. But a couple of things, you know, this week in history, interesting things that are coming up actually and through the weekend. Over the weekend, think about this when we hit the page on June 9th. Back in 1973, that's when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. What a horse Secretariat was. My mother and aunt, when they dropped me off at school at Ohio University, decided to go down into Kentucky, and they said it was the best thing they ever did. And they saw Secretariat, because you could go and see Secretariat, I think at the time, or maybe it was the statue, I can't remember. I have to make sure because I can't remember when Secretariat died. I think they could still see Secretariat. But anyway, Secretariat won the Triple Crown in 73. It couldn't have been that. I think they saw the farm and saw the statue because the years don't make sense. But it's interesting. I was thinking about Secretariat and realizing, and I've said this before, 1978, that's the last Triple Crown winner affirmed. So we have the Belmont Stakes this weekend. No chance for a Triple Crown winner. John Wayne, the great John Wayne, died June 11th, 1979, while Reagan went after Gorbachev. Challenge, remember, take this wall down. That was June 12th, 1987. Time flies. And this I love, if we go back to the 60s, June 13th, 1966, the Miranda rights were established. How about that? All right, without further ado, let's skedaddle and go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very, very much. He was right on time. You gotta love that. All right, here's our first one, and this is from Bo, listening to us in Illinois. And Bo says, Kate, Andrea, what a headache. As somebody who just moved from a coastal area, man, I love living close to the beach, I have to say. But what I had to pay insurance-wise and the anxiety that I had to go through just wasn't worth it any longer. Those heavy rains and those floods and what now seems to be happening more and more is tough to wade through. So I decided to move back to my roots. That's where I've been catching your show, and the Midwest, so I can deal with other things like tornadoes. Keep it up, sister. Rock on. Yes, yeah, you trade one weather or one climate for another. You know, what is worse? I'll take my natural disaster and put it up against your natural disaster. Because look what we've seen. Look at the tornadoes. Moore, Oklahoma. Before that, 6 months ago, well, now it's longer than that, Hurricane Sandy and how brutal that was, and people who died, and houses and everything else that was ripped apart. So, yeah, you could point to almost any part of the country and say, yeah, but it depends on the era. Sometimes something horrific has happened, but then it's been a very long time since they've seen a really super big disaster strike again, like a mudslide, a wildfire, floods, you know, whatever it might be. Let's go to this guy here. Philip says, hey, Ms. Delaney, you were talking about the fact that one woman won the lottery, and she was 84 years old. Can you imagine? Why is somebody in their 80s playing the lottery? I hope to God she's got a lot of great-grandchildren and people that she can leave the money to, because I doubt that she would be spending a ton of it, even if she went and took a really cool vacation. I seriously doubt it. But did you see the story about the woman who let her cut in line? Can you imagine how different her life would be? Funny you should bring that up. I put something on Facebook. If you go to americatonight.net, you can link into my Facebook and Twitter. And I thought about this earlier in the day. You had a 34-year-old woman, her name's Mindy Crandall, and she was in the lottery line at this Zephyr Hills, Florida public supermarket. And what happened was, of course, she bought tickets, but she found out, because she could see the woman, so she knows, she let her in line. She let her in line and said, you know, go ahead, you can go ahead of me, you can get your ticket. But she got a quick pick ticket that ends up being the winner. So here's the thing, though. If I was going to give her some comfort, this Mindy Crandall, she was in line. She would have said she got a quick ticket, a quick pick ticket. She could have gotten the quick pick ticket that this 84-year-old woman got, Mackenzie. That's her last name, Gloria Mackenzie. But because of the timing and when things are spit out at machines all over the country, somebody else could have easily picked up, I guess, that quick pick ticket. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's the numbers that would have just been spit out by that machine anyway, regardless. But, oh, I just, what a, boy, that would just be a terrible thought. I hate to say that. How, you know, how do you, in your mind, you'd be getting $370.9 million. So instead you let somebody get in line and they won one of our biggest jackpots ever. In poker, we call that a really bad beat. A really bad beat. I would say this. I think the woman, now that this story has come out, I don't know. I think that the numbers still could have come out differently. The clerk, the whole thing. I mean, the buy, you know, because that's what I would think if I were her. But if this Mackenzie woman wants to do something nice, I'd say spiff her a little bit. Why not? I mean, am I crazy to think that? I don't know. It's random numbers generated on computers, so who knows if she would have gotten it. But that would have been cool. If and maybe she will still do it. Maybe she gives her just a little pocket change. Wouldn't have to give her something big, but it would be neat if she did turn around and do that. Okay, this one comes to us from Bradley. Kate, did you see Spock with the IRS video? This idiot apologized for what he called an embarrassing mistake. Guarantee he never thought that he would be dragged up on the hill and he'd be talking about dressing up like a dope at the hands of the taxpayers' money. Crazy enough, he is and was in that situation. I think his name was Fink something or other, and isn't it interesting that's his last name as part of a training video? So he did apologize, but I'm sorry, wasteful spending over $4 million? That was the cost of that conference? Give me a break. We need to abolish the IRS and come up with a flat tax. I agree with you. I've talked about that. I think we should have a flat tax. It's going to be a long time coming if we ever get it. The IRS is potent. I don't see the IRS just going away. Let's go to Izzy, listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
I made my dues to Nathan, poor baby.
That is terrible, jumping off of the tree into a, trying to get him. What is he thinking?
Well, I had to ask him, do you now have a key hidden someplace that is on terra firma?
That's right.
Poor guy. I should not make fun of him.
Oh, it's
But you
it's
are an
though.
Adult, Nathan. Hello.
Yeah, you are an adult. That's right.
Jeez.
Anyway, I was listening to the lady speak about all the societal ills and what's wrong with our young people.
Yeah.
Have people bothered to look at the textbooks today? Because I sit on a textbook committee when schools want to introduce new textbooks. And believe me, I jump up and down, scream, holler, and go on like a rabid dog. Because some of them are so revised, so socialistic, it is pathetic what is being taught in our school, our public schools. And kids today really aren't any different than they were 50 or 60 years ago. It is everything that is drummed into their head that is different.
I mean, you know, I'd agree with that. I would also agree with, in some cases, there are wonderful parents out there, but I'd say that some people, the way they raise their kids is probably, Izzy, a lot different than the way kids used to be raised because they're so afraid of, you know, saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, being politically correct, kids running around in circles, screaming at restaurants. Oh, my mother would have walloped us, and nobody would have turned her in to Child Protective Services, and we would have never done it again. But, you know, it's just different the way kids are treated, and the textbook angle, that's pretty interesting. I'll have to look into that. Thanks, Izzy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.